I know you're my brother if you keep the commandments of God, sir. If you keep man-made traditions like the Baptist faith, you're not my brother. If you defend sin, you're not my brother. Jesus is the Spirit of truth. And truth always goes to the Word. The Spirit always goes to the Word. But Catholics, Evangelicals, Baptists, Lutherans, Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, Anabaptists always go to man-made tradition. Jesus said in Mark 7, howbeit in vain you worship me in your man-made traditions. Tell your pastor I'm out here to bring his Bible. I'd like to tell him in the Word of God that he's a hireling and a false teacher. And rebuke him, 1 Timothy 5:20. There will be a testing on the internet of this goat farm because we love our neighbor. Tell your elders and your pastor it will be on the internet in a few weeks. In a few weeks when you video... We appreciate your service, officers. We do. We won't have any problem, as I told him, with us today. One day you're going to stand before God and you're going to hear one of two things. Well done, good and faithful servant, because you repented, came out of the world, came out of these corrupt church systems, and you follow Christ in spirit and truth, and you endure to the end. Or you're going to hear, away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. And Jesus said that. Many people come to him and say, Lord, Lord, we went to church every Sunday. Lord, Lord, we gave some money to the homeless. Lord, Lord, we did this. And he says, I never knew you. Away from me. And I love our master. He's so descriptive. You workers of iniquity. So if you keep sin, worldliness, false religion like the Baptist faith, maybe you go here, I don't know where you go, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter that God never ordained, worldliness, sports, entertainment, politics, all of that's going to separate you from a holy God. And I was telling him, if I break the law, who am I going to have to stand before, officer? A worldly judge. And he's going to go, let me ask you a question, officer. If I stand before a worldly judge and I go, yeah, your officers arrested me. Yeah, I punched some guy in the face because I got upset. Yeah, let me out. I'm going to do it again, judge. What do you think that judge is going to say to me? He's going to throw the book at me. What if I beg for mercy? What if I beg for mercy and say, Your Honor, I got in my flesh. I've never done that. Please give me a chance. I'll never do it again. The judge might go, I see something in you. Okay, I'll give you a probation. You ever do it again, you're going to jail for 5 years, maximum sentence. God sees your heart. God sees your intent. And if you know truth and you know the world and churches are wrong, because they are all wrong, and you don't obey it, God sees that and he goes, now I'm going to throw the book at you, which is separation into outer darkness. So the gospel on my website, 10-point test. Test yourself. Make sure you come out. And we appreciate you guys. We'll be preaching the Pineapple Fest. You won't have any trouble with us today. The drunks may not like us, but you won't have any trouble with us. Thank you. We love you.